You're sitting in an uncomfortable chair. Palms are clammy. Pen keeps slipping through your fingers. You shake your hand to get rid of the cramp, which you know will still be there in time for geography tomorrow. You look around to see hundreds of other terrified faces. The sweat begins to drip down your forehead. You wake up. Another Leaving Cert nightmare. We all have them, my parents told me the day I started sixth year in September 2019. But no other year in the history of the Leaving Cert has had the living nightmare that we have had this year.
Today's children will tell their own children and grandchildren about the national holiday in 2020 that had no parties, no parades, but instead saw everyone staying at home to protect each other.
On the 12th of March, when we were told to go home, not one of us could have imagined that that would be our last day ever in secondary school. And the roller coaster we've been on since March has left us all reeling.
Guys, it's gone. The thing's out the gate. You know, it's happening. He's after making an announcement. Schools are closing at 4 o'clock.
There's such a strange buzz around the school. There was sort of an excitement and like an anxiety.
It wasn't a joke. It wasn't something people were laughing about anymore. All of a sudden it was serious.
The uncertainty has kept us awake at night.
Definitely, I think the uncertainty caused a lot of anxiety in me. And I think it also caused a lot of anxiety amongst my friends.
The uncertainty of when will the Leaving Cert be, will it take place? To be honest, I didn't really know how to deal with it.
We've missed some of the most important milestones of our lives.
There's a sense of kind of like fear of missing out. Like, you know, we don't get to have the horrific nightmares at like 4 a.m. in the morning and like when I'm 30.
As much as people tell you how awful the Leaving Cert is, they always tell you that last month of school is so lovely in terms of bringing the whole year together and feeling such solidarity among students as you get to the end. Forlorn, I suppose, nostalgic for what never happened.
It's almost like a grief, the loss of what you felt your life was going to look like or how it was going to transition.
It's been a crazy year, but one we also need to use as an opportunity to rethink the status quo.
It's just so unrealistic that after 14 years of education, it all boils down to 7 or 8 exams in June.
It just doesn't work. It's not fit for purpose. The Leaving Cert, it's set every year, and this is the perfect opportunity now
to create a better future. One that doesn't leave permanent scars and nightmares until we're 50.
I think this country has an absolutely toxic relationship with the Leaving Cert in itself, and we're almost proud of how awful an experience it is for our young people to go through.
The Leaving Cert and generally the Irish education system is good if you're good at learning, but learning is such a tiny part of education.
Because we don't all have to walk the same path.
Failure is a good thing. Trust me, I've been failing for 37 years. The more you fail, the closer you are to getting what you want in life. That's how you learn.
You can't judge a happy, well-lived life by a number of points on a slip of paper.
There's a small little sliver of human intelligence being measured, and we're meant to live the rest of our lives based on that piece of paper.
Am I going to write that on my gravestone? No.
We're powerful when we get together, and it's just believing in that power and getting out there and getting the job done. So go out there and believe in your capacity for change.
And no matter what happens with the Leaving Cert, or anything else, we have to hold on to hope. Hope that no matter what, it all works out.
I am really, really, really looking forward to this next step.
You know, because in the end, everything's going to be okay.
It All Works Out is a 6-part podcast series brought to you by me, Luke Casserly, my friends and fellow Leaving Certs, and A Lust for Life. Think of it as a group hug for the class of COVID-19, because we need it this year more than ever. Starting September 2020, wherever you get your podcasts.